yesterday. We'll just run through the games that were played. Brady against Armour. Brady there winning by 8 wickets. Easy, comfortable enough at the end?
Well, it wasn't comfortable, really. It was a very, very tight match up, and that's the one we covered yesterday. Brady getting 214. David Rankin top scoring with 86. But Ardmore really should have won the game. They lost their last 4 wickets for just 11 runs. And they were just 7 runs short at the end, getting 207. Ramiz Alam, their professional, scoring 50. But it was Craig Young who stood the damage with the ball for Brady. He picked up 5 for 49, most of the tail enders. But Ardmore will be wondering how they lost that one, because it's certainly McGill was under capabilities of getting their first victory of the season, but it was not to be.
Not to be is right. Drummond against Fox Lodge. Teams, I suppose, that are going to be maybe nearer the bottom than the top, but Fox Lodge winning there.
Yeah, both sides rooted to the bottom before yesterday. Drummond are having a poor season. 105 is only managed yesterday, and out of that, Adam McDade scored 42 of them. Fox Lodge had no problems at all. They only lost the 2 wickets. Jason Mulligan, 43, not out. That gives them their first one of the season. And the Drummond still without a one, unfortunately, for them. They're just having bad season.
Well, if that were a game towards the bottom of the table, Brigade against Donamana certainly was one towards the top, and your bet for the title won.
It did indeed. That was a good game, that one. Brigade scored 170 for 8. That game reduced to 34 overs because of the heavy rain in Derry yesterday. Andy Britton, skipper, 47, Johnny Thompson, 33. But Donamana, no problems whatsoever. Young William McClintock, Barrick Superby, 77, not out. And they cruised home with 7 overs to spare, winning by 6 wickets, and certainly they've laid the marker down once again for this season.
They sure have, and well, a team up at the top alongside them at the moment, unbeaten Coleraine, too strong for Eglinton.
Far too strong, Coleraine on top at the moment now, with Donamana second. Eglinton 196, respectable enough, you would have thought. Richard Wiley scoring 59, but Coleraine are very strong in the batting department, especially Scott Campbell, having a great season. He got 62 yesterday, only lost the 2 wickets. Very, very easy winners by 8 wickets.